Good morning, everybody. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned in to another beautiful show on this beautiful sunny day. Update. Pretty exciting, eh? So, yep, tuned on in. This is going to be the Christmas, post-Christmas special. Helping you make sense of some of that technology you got in your house. So tell your teens. These are going to be some real fruits for you to really nail 2021, guys. So this is gold, this show. Don't miss it, or you will be back in the 80s with your technology, people. Yep, please tell your mates, Anthony Blomfield, update, planetaudio.org.nz/update if you want to stream. 104.6.fm and if you're in Auckland. But, yeah, guys, please, tell your mates. It's going to be all about... You got your new laptop? Don't touch it yet, people. Don't touch it. Hang on. Stop. Tune into the update show first, please. Download this podcast. And let's be blunt. You don't give a damn about your manuals that came in with your tech device. Who wants to know about that? But you do want to hear me talk about it first. So, definitely, people. Get your if you got your laptop out, you got your cellophane off, still got the little membrane over the keyboard, not sure what to do, stop. Don't touch it. Stop. Stop downloading things, people. Stop it, please. Wait. All right. Stop logging into things. I'm going to help you set up your computer to be productive. Wow. From a computer scientist's point of view, people. I'm going to help you actually have a computer that responds to you today. So, yep, tell your friends. Do send a tweet or a Facebook message. planetaudio.org.nz/update. Anthony Blomfield, you want to find me somewhere on the internet? And, yeah, I'm going to, good on you. So, please, you've got your laptop or, your cool device, basically, well, your laptop, or your desktop. And, yep, don't start 2021 yet, people. Please, you'll go down a labyrinth of stress and drama if you don't listen to this show. You're on your own after this if you choose not to listen to me. And sorry, I won't be doing any more freebies like I used to in the 90s for my mates coming around and installing stuff, fixing their machines. Don't do that anymore. Too fat and ugly. So please, get your laptop out if you've got a new one for Christmas. Aren't you blooming lucky? Did you really deserve it? Oh well. And also, we'll help you get it set up and rocking. And I can't believe I'm giving this advice for free. I don't know what's got into me. and haven't even had a coffee yet. But anyway, let me do it. So, all right, people. So you got your laptop. I noticed that on News Talk, whatever, ABCDZB, has obviously heard that there's an actual tech guy on the radio, computer scientist. So they've pushed over Wet and Forget Man, and they got a tech guy that's going to tell you how to turn your TVs on, but they're the cheap imitation, I can tell you that, guys. Sorry to tell you, waste of time. Come on over. Planetaudio.org.nz, and what we're going to be going through, people, is some tried and true secrets of how to get your laptop bloody working properly for 2021. And no bars, no you know what, no swear words on this show, no bollocks. You'll get a laptop working properly, and then you can be like me and just feel sorry for other people that don't know how to use their computers properly. And what we're going to be going through is not the hardware. We're going to be talking about the operating system today. We're going to be telling you what software you need to download for your computer. If you're just bored and you've got an old laptop for 2020, but it's always full of junk and rubbish, or maybe this little lesson's for you today too. But the only adage for you would be to please give it a bit of an alcohol wipe and pretend that it's new, so you have that sort of new feel to it, and then you can start with the new kids on the block as well, who are going to be opening their very brand new little Acer or Dell or HP or Apple. Okay, so even if you've got an old stinky machine, get the breadcrumbs off, give it an alcohol wipe, clean it up, and I can help you get rid of 2020's luggage and smells and come into 2021, okay? So pretty damn good, all I ask is if you just don't be too lazy, just quickly open your smartphone out, send planetaudio.org.nz/update, post it on your wall and go, hey twats, while you're driving your car today in the beautiful Auckland sun, listen to the only tech show that's actually by a proper tech guy, knows what he's talking about. All right, been there, done that. Helped you guys probably for 10 years on the help desk, so you can tune in now. I'm free to reign. No telecom boss on my back shoulder telling me to hang up. And that's me. While I'm waiting for you guys to do that, please, telling your friends, 104.6 FM on the old car radio, please send it to a couple of twats that you know. I'll just quickly say how nice it was yesterday. I hope everyone had a good day. I had a great time. My great sister had a lovely vegetarian lunch, and it actually was good, but I wish I'd eaten more. God, you can't be polite in this day and age. You can't be polite. Something I've learned. That was good, and I think, it was a bloody good day, wasn't it? Everyone around, lots of sun, so it was good to see Auckland out. And ups to the people who've put the big pool jumping park down at Kohimarama. If you're in Auckland, oh, that's just wild. Whoever's imported that entertainment thing down at Kohimarama, wow. You have to see it to believe it. That's pretty cool. Right, so, yeah, now I know most of you just ignored my request before to Facebook. So I'll give you one more opportunity, or I will send the special magical device through the internet and make your car stop. So 10 seconds. So just please go on Facebook, planetaudio.org.nz/update, Anthony Blomfield, Tech Show. Today we're going to be telling you how to, you know, get 2021 on the right track with your proper computer. And I love how News Talk ZB is trying to do something like this. Ah, well, flattery, right? What is it? Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So, and we're gonna get your computer rock solid. None of this kind of smoke and mirrors or softly tweaking around the edges with a picture. No, we're going to make you computer scientist with your laptop. Okay, so be bold. Stop downloading a game right now, please, if you're a teen. Stop it. Hit stop. Yes, that's it. Stop. Good. Please. We don't want to repeat 2020 stuck in your basement, depressed. Please, get off the V. Let's get your computers working how they were supposed to. The Elon Turins of this world. Okay. All right. So here we go. So I hope you've told your friends, 104.6 if you're in the car, Planet Order, update. That's even if you're international, you can be hearing this. So, yeah. Okay. So, righty kids. So we're going to get you guys sorted with a real bloody computer and some real tech and none of those, a lot of the annoying things you've dealt with for years. All right. Rubbish all over the show. And I won't lie, if you get a PC straight out of the box, it can be a bit of a poo. No disrespect, because there's some silly things like your default web browser. Please, I know there's only one occasion to open the default web browser that comes with your laptops, and it's so that you can download a real web browser. That's the only permission they ever give you to open that web browser. Okay. All right, so this one opportunity I'm going to allow you to all open your normal web browser. So you might as well follow along with me. How's that? This is like a new version of old radio with you following along, like I'm remoted into your computer. Sort of like a virtual help desk, if you will. So, turn it on. Sure, you're already there. I won't lie, most of you have already played some shooter game. Please stop. Go back to Internet Explorer or Safari, whatever you're using on your Mac. Even if you're on Mac, still a terrible browser. Please don't use it. So, all of you need, and this is just like, this is just so we can start. This is sort of like putting the petrol on the car. So all of you, go to Google Chrome, chrome.google.com, or just Google Chrome. Just type in Chrome, it probably comes up. But please, all of you probably know how to do this. Go to chrome.google.com, or just type in the search, whatever your search thing is. I'm sorry to say, if you've just opened your laptop, the default search engine is going to be Bing. And I actually feel sick just even thinking of that. But anyway, on this one opportunity, you might have to use Bing and Internet Explorer. Oh, God. You might need a coffee to get through that. And please type in Google Chrome, and then you'll be in a little bit of peace. So that's where we're going to start, right? Because you can't do really anything. We're certainly not going to use the software that comes with your computer. So all of you get Google Chrome. No excuses. I don't want a political argument today. Open your Google Chrome. If you've got Safari, go to Chrome. Yes, right. If you're using a Mac, oh, no. I think your search engine's going to be Yahoo. Oh, no. Yahoo. Isn't it sad that Yahoo used to mean, whoa, I got a new car, Yahoo. And now Yahoo's Yahoo. I got spam all over my website. But anyway, you'll get through it. If you're using Yahoo, type in Google Chrome. Yahoo, if you open it, will just litter you with thousands and thousands of royal pictures and sports people from America, because that's their news aggregation. And Bing will just probably come up with some strange photo of a, I don't know. Carrot in a teapot or something that was trying to be farty. So please, yep, use Bing, use that now, and type in Google Chrome. And now you've done that, and hopefully some of you advanced people at the front of the class have already started your Google Chrome download. It should be screaming through now. All right, and I'm hoping you've listened to my last show. Shame on you if you haven't. And that was how to change your internet service provider. Look for a decent one. So you can find me on the website there. And other previous shows where I basically, I mean, this year I've given you some good nuggets. So go down and find me, please. You can also go to update.chat, by the way. So, yeah, while I've been talking, I'm hoping you've all downloaded Chrome. Okay, that's going to be the most painful bit. You've had to open the browser that came with it. You probably had to click yes, 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 yes 100 times to all the marketing that the laptop comes with about, would you like to tell us when you're having lunch? Send us information. Yep. So get through that. You got Chrome. Great. Now, even if you disconnect now somehow, at least you're in safe territory, okay? At least you can live your life in 2021 with a real web browser, okay? And the good thing is Chrome's been updated recently, so it's pretty cool. Right. So if you're all down that, I hope you blooming have some respect. Even if you're, please, whoever you are, even if you're bored or boring, get your Chrome. You've all got Chrome now. And now again, some of that dull headache's going to slightly disappear. Please don't open any other software that comes with your computer if you can avoid it. It's going to really stress you out. You'd be amazed how silly things happen. Like, first time you open a JPEG, you say, would you like your default JPEG viewer to be Microsoft Paint or something silly? And then whenever you open a photo, it's going to open this tin pot 2-bit epoxy, program that can't really handle JPEGs. And you're just going to be stuck with that forever. You'll never get around to changing what's called the default application for different documents. So yeah, do that. And so now you've got Chrome. Try not to open everything else. If you've opened a whole lot of things, you already opened your Microsoft Office, your poor things, and signed up for your 30-day trial. Oh, God, that's okay. Don't worry, we've all been there. Good on you if it came with special camera software that does all your importing for you. It's all good. You know, so now we got Chrome, okay? And please don't let anyone else ever talk you out of this. Depending on who they are, whatever, we're in a tinfoil hat coming down to say Google's going to take over. Yeah, so they should. but use Chrome, and even that's better than where we were. Chrome has been updated probably since maybe even last time people sort of reviewed it a few years ago. It's actually quite pretty sophisticated engine now. It's pretty good. What it does is it makes use of the RAM on your computer more than the processing speed. And actually, you know, this is why Google, trust Google, because they're a computer science company. Most of these companies are just tech companies. And that's why, no disrespect, like, I hate on them, but when people use Amazon as a data center, it's like, they kind of are more of a e-commerce, sell your shoes company. And Google's an computer science company. So anyway, Chrome makes use of the fact that most computers actually have excess memory, and when you buy them from a shop, you generally buy what's called slightly slower CPU, because that's all about the money. So you can, most of you probably went, went for an i4 and an i5, i7, but you probably all got 8 gigs of RAM. So yep, use Chrome because it uses the RAM very effectively. Okay, now we can start getting serious. So now there's lots of sort of angles we can go from here, depending on your profession. But effectively, what I'm going to be doing, and some of you can run away on your own on doing this, but there's like going to be different camps, how far you follow me and how brave you are. And I hope you're brave, and it's 2021, time to be brave. I'm going to try to get you to Linux. I'm going to try to get you to burn, basically, your operating systems, people. maybe you Mac people probably are going to be a bit harder to sway over, but we're going to start getting you onto Linux right from day one, right? 2021 is your Linux year. Now, even if you're just going to give me so much drama and won't move to Linux, I'll definitely give you like 5 things to make your Microsoft experience livable in 2021. But those that just want to really go for it, yeah, we're going to go Linux route. So it's going to be fun. Now, what we're looking at, okay, is the fact that so we got Chrome, and before we get into the sexy Linux, we're going to allow us, the Microsoft people that just can't leave that place, we're just going to help them over a bit more. So once I've downloaded Chrome, the next thing we need them to download is something called Firefox. It's amazing. The simple truth is most of the time in the modern productivity world, you're doing most of your work now in the browser, the web browser. That's actually where most of you guys will live, whether you like it or not. You'll be living in Chrome, or you're living in the Internet Explorer. Ugh, God, I don't even want to say that. Forgive me. I shouldn't swear on the radio. But what you really need is a combination of Chrome and Firefox. They're the two web browsers that will help you get through life on the internet. Okay, so how do you use them in conjunction? Here you go. Again, from a computer scientist, people, aren't you? Damn lucky. So Chrome's going to be for your very lightweight, super fast and nimble productivity on the internet. It's super fast at searching. It's super fast at navigating the web. It's just very easy to just get around the internet very nicely, very friendly. It's very compatible. It always looks good. It's just your sort of modern day web browser, okay? So, you lose your Android phone. It's just built in to quickly be able to find it. So that's your Chrome. It's just easy. It's modern. Firefox is going to be there anytime you get a bit of a website that's a bit offbeat, or you want to get around some annoying block, like you want to watch Saturday Night Live in America and you need it goes, ah, you're in New Zealand. You're just not quite up to the American standard of being able to watch Saturday Night Live. We, you know, we can't have civil unrest. So Google Chrome will say, you've been blocked, geo-locked. And for some reason, I hope our Minister of Foreign Affairs, I've forgotten her name, this would be good things for her. I hope she goes around the country world asking them to remove geo-locks on all these great TV shows like BBC Streaming News or Saturday Night Live or, you know, that would be something she could do. Anyway, so Firefox is great at getting around those sort of things. So Firefox is fantastic for security, deep security. It's great for development. So if you're testing websites and up making your own code, Firefox is kind of be the place you can live in. It's great for what's called virtual private networks. It's great for kind of strange things that Chrome isn't strong enough or robust enough to handle, like complex Zoom meetings. Chrome isn't really made for huge amounts of multiple channels of video. Firefox is just great at customization. So if you're in a wanting to make this for someone and change it a bit, Firefox is great for sort of advanced web use. Because it's open source, there's an almost infinite number of plugins and scripts. The code is open source, so you can actually change the code. So Firefox is great whenever you get into sticky water. And, yeah, you use them both together. Okay, so there we go. So that's your first two things. So that doesn't matter if you're on any computer right now, if you're on a Windows Dell from your uncle brought you, or you're on a Mac, get your Chrome. That's going to be your day-to-day surfing, and then you're going to have your Firefox. Okay, get used to them. And then the cool thing is what you, I mean, you know, I did write to News Talk ZB, the bozos, of course, but they are too cool to give me a job. So what they've done is just give them some old egghead off the radio, old has been, to do a tech show. But really, I need, you know, a week show to be telling you all the cool things. You know, because it's 20 years of knowledge. It's pretty hard to fit it in this half an hour shot. But anyway, long story short, I mean, there's so much I could talk about and all the amazing plugins for Firefox that will really soup up your life. But, you know, notice this back, wet and forget guy and feed your building plantation gets a whole day, and talking about sports, that gets a whole week, and talking about depression, that gets a week. But me, no, no, no. You have to find me at the end of the radio. Anyway, okay, so, and I might, depending on how I'm feeling, I might start a YouTube channel next year, but you know, I think YouTube is not as easy as live radio. So anyway, so now you've got this great situation where you've got two web browsers, and then again, what you need to really download what's called the extensions. So Firefox has a store called extensions.firefox.com, and you can add features to Firefox. So let me start with the ones, and I even feel bad about even giving you these because they're too good, and you know, none of you giving me any money. In fact, most of the time, you people that know me online probably just put some snarky comment, so I don't know why I give so much love out to the world. But first thing you need to do is put YouTube ad block. Put your ad block on your, and I'm going to say you do this in your Firefox environment, but put your ad blocks in your Firefox. So you can, there's so many ad blocks, but YouTube ad block, so if you go to Firefox extensions, add a couple of those. It's literally three or four clicks and bang. So you need your ad blocks because I do like Google, but the at the moment the quality of advertisement it's distracting from the quality product, which is Google. So, you know, you're watching Google and you get some twat sort of jump up halfway through the video. There's such idiots that it just spoils your experience, unfortunately. As much as I, you know, if they were quality ads, maybe, you know, I wouldn't recommend this, but at the moment, the ads on YouTube are just such rubbish that you do need an ad block just to stay sane. So get your Firefox extension, and it's easiest to do this all in Firefox because Firefox is a bit more robust. There won't be any way around it, so your ads will be 100% stopped. Add that extension. Now add the next extension you're going to be adding. And this is so embarrassing if you're using Windows. You generally don't have what's called a default PDF. So you probably might even notice this already in since the time you got a computer. If you've got a brand new computer, you've opened your funny Internet Explorer or Edge or some horrible browser, they come with it now, and you've got a little PDF from, I don't know, your lawyer for your divorce papers. I shouldn't say that. But if you've got your little thing for, I don't know, your your COVID tracing application form, and it's a PDF in the email. If you're opening that in Explorer, generally Windows just goes, what? I don't understand this. And you're like, what do you mean you don't understand? It's a PDF. You're like a modern-day computer, Microsoft. How could you not just make PDF easy? What the hell's going on? Oh, well, don't bother ringing Newstalk ZB. Those bozos have no real engineers on their ticket. So, yep, tune into me, because what you actually really just need to do is add the PDF extension to Firefox. And what's cool about this is it's not just a matter of reading the PDFs, but if you're doing the Firefox extension, get what's called PDF DocuSign. Okay, and there's about five different extensions, but effectively the PDF edit and sign. And that means whenever you get a PDF now, click on it or open in the browser. It doesn't have to open or another app, and it allows you. This is the thing, you're not being taught this, I'm sorry to say, is how annoying it is to sign a PDF. Well, the DocuSigns and all the ones that come with Firefox, you basically get a full screen to sign your signature with your mouse, and then you save it with a 128-bit encrypted password. Very hard to keep that signature, and that signature then, whenever you open a PDF, that signature's just there to drop in. So now you're on your phone or whatever. I mean, this you know, welcome to Anthony's world. I'm only I'm so far ahead of you guys. It's just, oh God. I used to watch those movies, the Kings and Queens, you know, and I used to have this weird wish that I'd have a time machine. I'd go back to the Kings of the Knights of the Round Castle, and I'd turn up with a laptop and I'd be really cool in the village. But I kind of feel like that's what's happened to me. I'm living in New Zealand. I got all this knowledge, and I thought it would be really amazing, but most people are just like, coffee, toast, No one really cares. Anyway, I shouldn't be too mean. So what you need to do, though, is get your DocuSign, and because it has all these nice features, your dealing with PDFs is now going to be easy. You can even edit text, put things in, truncate it, reduce the size, and also sign so easily from now on, okay, because you've got your extension. So now you've got two extensions. You've got your ad block, YouTube ad block. You've got your PDF, okay, and this is on Firefox. Next extension you've got to get is what's called a VPN, okay. This is going to allow you to watch Saturday Night Live, and this will make all of New Zealand happy, because it's pretty much the best comedy in the world. And, yeah, we've got to have it. And then actually it's a bit sad, because I wondered about 2005. A lot of these geo-locks went on, and at the time, TV3, Media Works had some great relationships with America. And we used to get all the cool American TV shows, you know, like the latest, the Friends, Chandler, whatever you call it, Friends, and Seinfeld, and Saturday Night Live, and all these cool things were coming through, and it was part of our diet, right? But I think because of money, TV3 sort of lost all those relationships with America, all the real quality stuff, and then we just got terrible bake-off shows, or has-been American shows of sort of some kid being killed. I mean, you know, those disgusting dark shows they got, you know, like, oh, let's tune in at 9 o'clock to watch someone being beaten to death and put in a rubbish tin, because we didn't have the money to pay for Saturday Night Live, so, you know. But anyway, so that's why, since it's about 2005, we have gone backwards as a culture. But to get around that, thank God it is for me, because you just need a VPN extension, and then you'll be able to go to Saturday Night Live and all these amazing American shows, the new take of David Letterman. It's just such a richer world, and the memes of Trump, I mean, you'd just be crying all night, opposed to sort of putting on Tate, trying different hats on at a cake store. Oh, I'm Tate, I've got a different hat today. You know, I mean, it's like, and the thing is if you watch Tate and trying hats on, you think that's the world, because it's not like you've watched the Saturday Night Live and then you see Tate and you put the world in perspective. You don't see the Saturday Night Live, you just see Tate putting different hats on, or Tane, whatever his name is, and it's like, oh, wow, well, the human race is not that advanced. It's okay to be retarded. So then, but then if you get a VPN and you go to Saturday Night Live and it's just like sophisticated comedy, all these amazing shows, extreme BBC, you're just like, when you go back to kind of like TVNZ doing a show on, I don't know, you know, trying hats on, or Tane, or whatever his name is, you're just like, what? What are they on about? And you go back to the VPN. So that's the importance of a VPN. Now, there's about 5 VPNs. There are, be careful with VPNs. They can get a little annoying because it's a strange industry that's gone a little bit weird where people are trying to charge a lot. So there's a few different ones, but, you know, I won't lie, probably NordVPN is one of the nice ones. So you get into that. Now, I wouldn't go too crazy with paying for them. What you're better to do is just have a couple and oscillate between the two when they come out of trial. But if you put them in Firefox, you won't have a problem. And so if you put NordVPN in your Firefox, is the extension again. So this isn't an app, this is just an extension. And then when you choose a country, you don't always have to choose the country the show's made in. For example, like you might be able to choose France as a VPN country, but you'll be able to watch German TV and stuff like that, or you know what I mean? Or even Canada to be able to watch Saturday Night Live. So you can play around with the country that you choose to be in. And that's a whole new world of the internet. I mean, the whole point of the internet was it was international net. But with all the geo-locks now, even your YouTube experience, you don't realize, but there's a whole lot of YouTube people you can't see just because, unfortunately, we're in New Zealand. And they do what's called IP geotagging to the IP addresses that you get to your computer. So VPN, by the way, all it does is give you an international IP. Anyway, so that's what you need, okay? So now we've got 3 extensions. I'm hoping you're following along. You've got your AdBlock to keep your sanity. You've got your PDF so you can, you know, actually sign a PDF in this 21st century. And you've got a VPN so you can, you know, you can have a bit of fun, which BBC Player and, yeah, again, there's all the different shows around the world. And, of course, it's any other country, so if, you know. And then bang. All right, so that's just 3 primary extensions. Now, the reason I've said add them to Firefox is a bit more robust, and you're keeping Chrome very light. And because Chrome is a more commercial product, it's more likely for companies to stop services if you're using AdBlocker, for example, and start asking for money. So you stay in the Firefox world for that. So whenever you do want to watch whole lot of binge watching on YouTube and you're just annoyed with the ads, you can just pop into Firefox, okay? And then, you know, potentially leave Chrome for a little bit more commercial stuff. Cool. Right, so now we've got three extensions to Chrome, and you've got your Chrome, and you know, this isn't really, you know, what I would call productive computing. This is kind of like, you know, walking on hot coals of the horrible Windows experience. You can kind of like, this is like putting on a jacket and walking, getting through it, because I've given you a couple of tools so you can kind of like, oh, I got a PDF. Oh my God, I just lost out on that job because my Microsoft doesn't know how to open it and I'm too stressed. Ah, you know. So, and same with Apple. Apple's cool, but their web browser is, yeah, 50-50. Right. So I might leave the Microsoft team now and start pushing towards a Linux system. If you want to, you know, look, if you're a cool company, all right, and you're like you're bloody well right, Anthony, give me a call, 022-677-6418. And look, you're like, Anthony, come into our office over Christmas and move us all to Linux. Yeah, all right. Basically, I need copious amounts of yummy food. And then as far as money goes, basically just pay me, you know, like, if, like almost see how amazing it is for your company and go, man, that was worth a lot of money, and then just back pay me. Because, yeah, let's say it'd be quite fun if you got running a studio or whatever in New Zealand, you're less like, yeah, we all hate Microsoft, but we haven't got the guts to leave it. So, yeah, Anthony, during your holidays, come over, kill all our Windows and whatever, boot Linux in. Yeah, all right, heaps of food, good techno music, and, you know, any money, whatever, we'll make it happen. All right, I generally don't mind working, as long as you're a cool person, you know, no amount of money to work for someone who's a twat. Right, okay, so that's it. Now, the next thing is, yeah, we're leaving the Microsoft world for you to start moving to Linux. Now, there's so much more in the Microsoft world, but, you know, this is what Microsoft used to do, and is why I hate them so much, is, you know, they used to release so many of their operating systems in sort of beta version, and us guys on the help desk would almost have to stitch it all together for the customer to make it usable. In other words, Microsoft used millions of sort of volunteer engineers to make the operating system usable, and that's what we did. You know, spend hours and hours going, oh, well, there's a bug in the system, we get around it, there's a bug in the system, well, bugger them. So let's just go for the real thing, and that's Linux, people. Okay. So what's the Linux we're going to look at? All right. So I'm sure most of you people have heard of Linux by now, because you haven't, well, you have lived under a rock, the rock of pop rubbish music on the radio and, you know, I don't know, rubbish Instagram photos. So maybe you are in a virtual under the rock, but if you've got managed to escape that, you would have heard of Linux. And anyway, so there's a few different worlds of Linux, right? The main thing is most people who are beginners are always pushed to a system called Ubuntu, and I'm sure you heard of it, but actually, no, don't use it, people, right? Don't bother. It's actually, it's not worth the energy. If you're going to start Linux, there's better choices. There's better choices than Ubuntu, okay? So, So we're going to go down a few different routes. But effectively, how Linux... Oh, I can't explain Linux to you people. God, I'm 20 years ahead. Take 100 years to explain Linux to people. But anyway, there's different forks of Linux. There's a Debian-based system. There's Debian Package Manager. And that's forked out to a whole lot of Ubuntu flavors. Kubuntu, Xbuntu, Ubuntu, Gnome Ubuntu, lots of different versions of Ubuntu Studio. But they add on top of each other. So anyway, if you're going down the what's called kind of like the novice version of Linux, you'd go down a fork of the Debian route of the Ubuntu flavor, and you would end up probably... And this is what I'm going to be recommending to you folk, bigly, strongly, is Kubuntu, okay, with a K. So it is effectively Ubuntu, but it's with a K in front, and that K means a lot. It's a big deal. So go for Kubuntu, okay? So what are we going to do today? So you got your new machine, got your stickers all over it. Oh, yeah, you're going to need stickers too, by the way. If you've got a laptop, you can't use it without stickers on it. So if you're going to go to Kubuntu, their website is kubuntu.org, kubuntu.org, K for kilo, U for umbrella, B for Bravo, U for umbrella, N for Nutella, T for Tango, U for umbrella. Okay, please go there, and that's a version of Ubuntu which is a lot better, a lot nicer, it really is, okay, and... I have to say it because there's so many annoying people that are going to give you silly, stupid reasons why there's other versions, but they're just annoying, okay? They're all just, you know, they're too into it almost. Right, so Yeah, so go for Kubuntu. Now, Kubuntu is basically all the engineering of Linux, all the engineering of Ubuntu, but a much more sexy, lovely, usable graphical user interface, okay, called Plasma. Actually, KDE Plasma is what they – that's where the KDE K comes from. But then again, I couldn't explain all this, and no one teaches at university, so – I'll just wait for some aliens to take me back home to the planet where I came from. We're all geniuses. And, yeah, but if you download Kubuntu, how's it going to work for you? It's very easy, so stop being scared. It's really a matter of just simply having a USB stick lying around. And you all have one now. Like, give them out, okay? Give them out at Salad Bar. So get your USB stick and click on the big fat download Kubuntu. All right? It's not hard, right? Seriously not hard. And all of you, if you're unsure if it's going to be 32-bit or 64-bit, if you've got a new computer, it's 64-bit. So just download the 64-bit version. And what's quite cool is Kubuntu does actually make it quite easy to install this on your computer. So just start downloading that, okay? It's not that massive. It's 2.6 gigabytes. And this is going to replace Windows. Now, there's lots of options for you. You can, of course, have a dual boot. But I think that's sort of chickening out myself. But you can have a dual boot on your system. I reckon you just go the whole way and wipe your drive, but whatever. Anyway, so this is going to be your new operating system. Now, the cool thing is with Kubuntu, it comes with all these cool tools generally in it. Right. So, while you're downloading that, I'm actually going to tell you about a few other versions of Linux that, if you're a bit more serious about joining the 21st century, and this probably fits the New Zealand culture fairly well, is to effectively use the same operating system that Peter Jackson's Weta Workshop uses. Boom, 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 boom. Right, and it's going to be applicable for all these, you know, bit of the old Kiwiana wannabe, you know, DJs with their making the drum and bass in the garage, people who are very creative with your designs, web developers or your vloggers, bloggers, people make videos, people that want to be able to do what's called edit sound files, edit video files, change footage, people who are big on photography, take camera photos, want to change the luminosity of raw data files, and that's called Ubuntu Studio, okay? So, if you're really serious about being productive, Google Ubuntu Studio, okay? So, I'll just give you the exact URL. Universal Resource Locator. So it's literally again .org. So it's UbuntuStudio.org. Radio. So this again is really, I'm almost inclined to say, like, you're going to download the damn thing, just go straight for the Ubuntu Studio rather than the Kubuntu, because Ubuntu Studio, even though it says the word Ubuntu, you have the opportunity to download sort of what's called the Kubuntu version of it. Again, no disrespect, but I, you know, be angry with your other media people, because you're so far behind the Linux world that, you know, throw something at your lecturer right now, people, because they're not teaching you about this, right? I mean, just explaining the different distros to you would take realistically months. I just can't do it in an hour. But anyway, this is the best I can do. So download your what's called your Plasma desktop version of Ubuntu Studio. Don't, again, you know, and this is the thing, you get all these assholes who basically tell you to download the XFCE version. I mean, they're all too nerdy. I mean, if you're a home user, you want nice aesthetics, you want very easy, cool-looking apps, you want nice drop-downs. Your computer experiences should be aesthetically pleasing. And so if you're in the Linux world, truly, as Kiwis, I know you're better than you know yourselves, just always go with a Plasma desktop, okay? Officially KDE Plasma. All right. So anyway, so download the nickname is Groovy Gorilla. Download that Plasma version. Now, this is going to change your world because, again, you don't even deserve this amazing information, people. Why do it, actually? This is going to give you tens, maybe $40,000 worth of free software if you were to go to the... If you're on the Apple platform and you're going to be start buying all this, the you know tens of thousands of professional bundled software for free, not stolen, not illegal, licensed for your pleasure to be a bloody human being for God's sake, which is what the original computers were used for. I mean, we're inspired for, make the best of us, not like the Microsoft rubbish you've been bought. Sorry if I'm Harvey Norman, but someone that doesn't really know computers. Or computer science, I should say. But anyway, if you go to Bella Studio, tens of thousands of professionally made genius software, you know, these are real engineers, you know, real actual mathematical engineers, the software. It's not sort of, oh, it pops up with a fish. No, these are the most beautiful video editing suites. And I'm sure most of you who've delved with video editing in the past, who have had to deal with, I don't know, you know, Adobe Premiere, it's not cheap, or certainly even before Adobe, which was even cheap for its time, was Avid Studio. The domain of professional editing on a computer is really not that cheap. So the fact that you can just be downloading this almost while you're in the mall right now, Ubuntu Studio comes with that incredible array of professional video editing, and it's not just one, you know, Windows Movie Maker, absolute rubbish. Please don't even open that, or don't even ever try to want to be my friend again. If you even open that, you're not ever going to be my friend. But if you want professional video editing software, you can be able to Studio. You've got the most incredible video editing and production from all things like the actual editing, from the all the professional green screening situations, from the you know the dynamics to the it's just batch processing. So that's your just it's like just built in. Like, you know Microsoft doesn't give a damn about you. No disrespect. The best they give you, they don't even give you Office now. I mean, they still give you as your drawing app, Paint. God, I can't. It's like, honestly, maybe it is a dream, 2020. But you're still buying their rubbish, and they give you Paint. Or you open the operating system. I mean, they don't even give you a decent PDF opener. I mean, it's like, it's honestly like buying an overpriced Mazda where the doors are a bit flaky. There's no logic to get in. There's no paintwork, you go to start and the guy goes, oh, we can only turn left. This car's only been designed to turn left, and you'll need an upgrade if you want to go over 10 kilometres an hour. That's the Microsoft operating system, okay? No PDF, and the browser is actually a limitation to the internet. And I mean this, and I probably can get away with this, because the people who write what's called websites, right? And I've done it. We all hate Internet Explorer. We hate it with passion because there's this consortium, a world consortium called the Internet Standards, right? So they look at things like the HTML5 protocol and CSS, and they create what's called standards. So if you design a website in one, you know, Java, it's compatible with other devices. And these are standards, they're open standards, they're all agreed on. Microsoft never subscribed to them. They go, oh, no, we don't want to process JavaScript like that. We want to do it a different way, or we don't believe in the HTML5 video tag. We're going to do our own way. So what it means is you're writing software for a website because, you know, the internet is incredible, really, isn't it? We've got all these, you know, all these languages and plugins and, you know, WebGL and 3D on the web. And so all these people are making cool apps, you know, so that's all out there, right? And, you know, Chrome, no problem. It's opening all these amazing things. You can do 3D games in Chrome or Firefox. And then you open an Explorer and it goes, crash, can't open. doesn't understand this. And so if you think about that, it's actually a web browser that's giving you a limited version of what's on offer, isn't it? So anyway, that's basically that. Right. So now, So now we're looking at, so now we've got Ubuntu Studio. And not only do we have basically the equivalent of Adobe Lightroom or Adobe Photoshop built in, so compare this to Microsoft Paint to get in. We're better. It's actually better than Photoshop, by the way. It's more advanced. And this is in Ubuntu Studio. Straight away. So you've got professional video editing suite, credible, any of your cameras that you've probably got. It's all compatible with even your normal phone camera. So, you know, you're doing your holiday snaps, you want to put some background music, maybe you want to screen someone in or out, or because it's professional audio in there as well, of course. Oh, yep, no problem. We can just kind of cut those seagulls out, buffer up the different different tones of the background so we can actually hear someone speaking. You thought that was impossible. No, not Ubuntu Studio. You can basically hear sounds that you couldn't hear normally in your other apps. And so you got video editing again, amazing, everything in there. You've got your incredible photography software all built in, manipulation, special pixel manipulation, different plugins, hundreds of plugins to convert, you know, resolutions up and down and soft and round and 3D. You got your 3D drawing apps for your modeling, making your monsters for wet, you know, explosions. That's all built in for free. You've got your incredible music making software that just does absolute beautiful sound, pulling apart, literally looking at every sound wave as it's recorded, different channels, different bit rates, pulling out the bit rates, merging the bit rates. It's got your most incredible your normal productivity suite that you're paying your stupid Microsoft trial for that's still rubbish, called LibreOffice. Which is basically kind of like when we used to like Microsoft Office, but it's just taken to the next level. It works with eBooks publishing. It's just a beautiful, rich office suite. Or your sort of accounting can be done on that. Your drawing can be done on that. Beautiful drawing. It's a vector-based drawing, so it's all like nice lines and easy to use. They're all built in. Photography, again. Audio. And of course, a proper web browser that's built into that, Firefox. And then all the cool things about Ubuntu as well, which lends itself to all your development suite, your Unix-based, has its own web host built in it. You literally click a couple of buttons and it turns your whole machine into a web host, email service, the whole lot. I mean, it's chalk and cheese. So anyway, I'm hoping you're downloading that. Now, it's very simple. All you're going to be doing, I mean, it's literally just, you know, half a page of instructions. You just download what's called a USB install maker. You might already have one on your computer, most people do, but I mean, it's so simple. It just goes, choose your USB drive, choose the download, bang. Now when you turn your computer on, you're presented with welcome to the installer of, you know, Ubuntu Studio, which is really Kubuntu Studio. And it is smart enough to recognize you've got dirty Windows on your machine, and if you really need to, it will say, you know, would you like to leave your Windows alone on a partition? We're smart enough to truncate your disk, push Windows to half the size of it, and put a beautiful operating system alongside it. So no excuse for people. And you wouldn't get this on News Talk ZB. They'll be telling you how to turn your TV probably, I don't know, onto a, I don't know, dark mode, whatever. Hang it up higher. So yeah, that's your Ubuntu Studio, and that is real productivity. Okay, I mean, you know, it is a shortcut. Again, I only get an hour, so you know, I can't exactly change the world. All the assholes have taken over all the high end jobs, and that's why you just pushed rubbish these days. So basically, please do get Ubuntu Studio. 2021 will lead you, because then you can go any avenue, okay? You can just use it as a normal computer, browsing documents. You can get straight into video in photography, sound, audio. And of course, Ubuntu Studio is perfect for software development. You'll just naturally start, it's not like some, oh, this is too hard to do development. No, it's like you can make a little app for your Android phone, for your computer, even make an app for your electric car these days on Ubuntu Studio. And then, of course, if you still want to play a stupid game, well, of course, Steam makes fantastic games for the Linux game, and you know, so generally, you still want to, you can still play your 3D games, and actually sometimes they're faster, cleaner and stuff, because the way the kernel of a Linux operating system accesses the 3D graphics card is just a little bit more intelligent and stuff like that. And it's called, effectively the kernel of Linux is beefier than the Windows kernel. It effectively has more functions that are running, so it's more tuned into the architecture of your graphics card and CPU. Okay, so I'm hoping that sort of, I don't know, please plan audio.org.nz for updates, so you can download this, forward it to people. If anyone cares about anything, maybe push some of the bozos off the rest of the airwaves, that just more rubbish music and more wet and forget and how to make compost. I think we've had enough of how to, yes, we get it. You put rotten stuff on the ground and it turns into dirt. Don't know how we've managed to have 20 years of a whole Saturday of how to put cabbage on the lawn, but I don't know. Somehow that's our New Zealand diet. So, yeah, we should be getting Linux, Ubuntu Studio. Throw it on. That'll be your computer. Bang, all right? I mean, from there, the cool thing is about Linux is it's enjoyable. That's the most amazing thing. So, unfortunately, instead of Microsoft, if you have a problem, it's stress. If you have a problem on Linux, it's an enjoyable problem. So it's like, oh, how do I do this? Just go online. There's a fix, or there's a document. So you know, so even the bad times on Linux are better than the good times on Windows. You just go, oh, that's cool. Oh, I didn't know you could do that. It's pretty cool. I won't get into the other versions of Linux. We better stick with Ubuntu Studio for New Zealand. Don't have time. I was going to try and talk about the other more advanced versions, but again, sorry, you know, kind of a bit of a communist country, let's be honest, where you got to be a bit of the old friend of a friend these days to get your stupid job directing the culture. People who are independently geniuses, we just, you know, sticking around making marshmallows. But anyway, look, you please get that out to your friends, and get your Linux on for your machine. If you're on Apple, absolutely, this all applies as well. Be blunt, Apple's actually gone backwards they've gone backwards. Let's get straight to that. I used to work for them. Probably no bigger fan than myself. I was the one that wrote to Steve Jobs to get the actual Macs into Dick Smith, which became ubiquitous in New Zealand. But anyway, look, but even I find the Mac is too slow for me after using Ubuntu. Oh, Kubuntu people. God, you got a lot on that, didn't you? Aren't you damn lucky? I better get into, I don't know, let you listen to some music, I guess, or whatever. Enjoy your holidays. Anthony Blomfield, you'll find me. Don't be shy. Send me an email. If you want me to kick your office into the 21st century, 022-677-6418 or kiwianthony@gmail.com. And, plan an audio.org and said, update. There's a few shows on there. I might try and get my old ones up there, but, isn't it refreshing to have someone just tell you how it is? All right, have fun, guys.
Thank you, Michael, but it has been a training day. My power packs could use a rest.